starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner. It's the fumbling lips of Ken Colburn and the more distinctly clear Chad Pyle here for you this afternoon.
That's a tongue twister.
Yeah. We are the data doctors, as we have been for about 18 years and about 12 years of working with you and your computer problems here on this fine radio station known as News Radio 620 KTAR. We enjoy coming in on Saturdays to share all of the experiences we experience during the week in our 50-some-odd stores throughout the country, and we gather as much information from as many stores as we can to talk about things that seem to be impacting you, the average user out there. We don't care about those big corporate foo-foo guys. Let them fend for themselves. You guys need your own IT department, and guess what? We're here!
There's a lot more of you guys.
Yeah, well, there's more of you, and you need more help, so that's why we're here.
Right.
The real simple premise, you got a question, we'll make up an answer. You can ask us that question in a number of ways. If you're new to the show, you can call us directly from anywhere in the World Wide Web at 602-277-5827, 602-277-KTAR. If you are digitally inclined, you can visit us online at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you'll see off to the right-hand side where you can ask a question or make a suggestion, or tell Chad he looks very spanky in his new Titleist golf shirt.
Yep. Thanks to Mr. Ken Colburn.
Well, that was only because it was too big for me. Otherwise, you know, I'd have hung on to that. Actually, yeah. I did try to wear it once, and I looked like I was, you know, 5 years old.
It swallowed you.
It's like, I don't think this was supposed to be a long sleeve shirt. And of course, you can visit us on our website to see what it is the point of this show is, or the theme of this show this week, and the resources attached thereof, at datadoctors.com. Again, click on the radio show section. You'll see that we're going to talk about fun with flash memory. We're going to flash you today, folks.
Yeah.
And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll understand why we're bringing this to the fore. Most of you, or let's say a good percentage of you, are using flash memory on a regular basis and may not really know what that means or what it is or that you even had it.
Right.
If you have a digital camera, you're using flash memory.
And I guess kind of the point of flash is that you don't have to know that you're using it, and it still works and it's still easy.
Yeah. Now, many of you may not be aware that there's another form of flash memory that's very useful that you're not using yet. Those that are semi-high-tech or extremely high-tech have been using these little portable devices known as flash drives. The what I call the replacement for the floppy drive on steroids, as a matter of fact. These little handheld, these little tiny devices are about the size of a pack of gum. They plug into any USB port and have an enormous amount of storage now, instead of the smaller, lower-end storage that was very common several years ago. Both the price has come down and the storage has gone up. They're talking in excess now of 4 gigabytes of storage on one of these little things about the size of a pack of gum.
And the beautiful thing about it is that any computer made within the last 5 to 6 years has USB ports on them. So, you know, in the case of a floppy drive, you got to make sure that they have a floppy. Not to mention the capacity issue.
Yeah, there is a slight 1.44 megabytes. You can't even put one MP3 song on a floppy disk. You can't put... Today's average digital camera, one picture is about 2 times the size of a floppy drive, a floppy disk. It's completely useless. We need to have the reveille. We have to have the... what's the military bugle song when they bury something?
Wait, you want me to sing it?
No, okay. There are no words. It's
It's just a, you want me to hum it?
No. But we will see if we can find it in the sound files here. It's over. I mean, there's a few uses for a floppy disk if you've got really small files, the word processing files, spreadsheets, that kind of thing. But
thumb drive will do that too.
We're so multimedia driven now with video and music and sound picture files. I mean, all kinds of stuff that takes an enormous amount of space compared to the old floppy drive. So if you don't have one of these devices, we highly recommend you think about getting one, and we're going to tell you why and how you might want to use it and why it's one of those things you're going, maybe I should go get one of those.
Yeah, maybe I should get rid of this floppy drive.
Well, not get rid of the floppy drive. Go ahead and leave it in there. It's already in there. But
that's true.
I mean, when's the last time any of you listening used your floppy drive? It's there collecting dust, and, well, there are some of you out there that still do, but we're going to give you maybe an alternative for storing and transferring files and even doing really minor backups onto this new little device. Not really so new, but there's some new versions of it coming out we're going to talk about as well. So, all about Flash. We're here to flash ya. It's Chad and Ken, the Data Doctors. Brandon Disney's on the East Coast on assignment. He's in that cold weather.
He's hating it.
63 degrees here in Uptown Phoenix. Ken Culver and Chad Pyle will be back right after this break.